The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, working with the world's leading broadcasters and equipment suppliers to transform industry standard technologies and workflows.
Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson. This week on the weekly podcast from Radio Today, we're going to speak to Paul Sylvester from Absolute Radio. We'll find out what the station's been doing this week to mark World Mental Health Day. And he'll tell us about Absolute Radio's new Sunday night signing, Skin from Skunk Anansie. It's all coming up later on.
Original music for this podcast was composed by
Mikasa. First, Radio Today's founder and editor, Roy Martin, is here. He's in the medium alert zone. I'm in the high alert zone, which means I'm not allowed anybody around my house still, but he's allowed people.
Hi, Stu. Yes, medium in the south, high in the north, and very high in Liverpool. So it could be worse. You could be in Liverpool right now.
It could. And sorry we didn't have a podcast last week. All sorts going on, as always, in everybody's lives. We'll try and get a podcast out as often as we can. Sometimes we have trouble getting guests. Sometimes there's other things that conspire against us. And, it's one of lots of different things that we both do. So when we can do a podcast, we will. And we apologise for not being here last week.
Now, I have to ask, because I hear you've been having a bit of a tough day. I have to ask, how are you, Stuart?
I'm all right.
Have you calmed down a little bit?
I've calmed down. My issue isn't with any individual guest or anything like that. PR people, I had an understanding that I thought we were going to do something, and then it turned out after I stayed up late and wrote some prep and prepped for an interview that interview wasn't ever going to happen. And I found out about that quite short notice. So that's this week's prep for this week's podcast, and we'll just chuck it in the bin. Because I don't need that.
For anybody tuning in thinking, what on earth is he talking about? Don't worry about it. It's just another week in the life of trying to organize guests for a podcast, which everybody has a podcast these days. So everybody will feel the struggle being told you're going to get a guest, not by the person themselves, but by the people managing them who have something over them to say, yes, they'll come on, and then they don't come on, and then they don't even know that they've ever been asked to come on. So it gets all a bit out of hand, and if you're not on Twitter, don't worry about it.
If you're not, don't bother. Don't go on Twitter. I'm thinking of deleting my account. I'm sick of it. Not just this week.
Do you know what?
Stuff. If I didn't need Twitter for like promoting work things and stuff like that, I'd shut it down today, to be honest.
It's just so... I had this discussion with somebody the other week, and my impression of people reacting on Twitter was totally different from somebody else who has a better experience on Facebook. And I was like, sometimes it's the other way around. So I don't know if it's uniform or just what you're posting. I mean, Radio Today is the safest news. I mean, we just publish what people send us, and occasionally we get creative. But for people to argue with us about what we're posting, there are some people... Anyway, and there's a whole digital spy thread about us now for having people that don't exist. Matthew doesn't exist, so he's fired. And the whole thread was, why haven't they put anything on Facebook? And then at the end of the thread, they said, well, everybody just posts rubbish on their Facebook page, so they shouldn't have the things on Facebook in the first place. So the whole thread is self-combusted. I'm moaning now, and I wasn't going to. I was just going to ask how
you're generally quite a happy disposition type of chap. It's don't get me started on local Facebook groups and things in your town and village as well. Some of those I've fallen foul of this week as well. You just think, why did I bother? Nobody understands what I've tried to say here, and they've taken it completely out of context, and it's the same sometimes with Twitter. And if I've upset somebody, then I am really sorry about that. It wasn't my intention. All I was trying to do was to highlight to our listeners why our podcast might not happen this week, or why it might be late because the plan fell apart at the last minute. And that's all I was saying. So sorry, hands up if that got misconstrued in any way.
But at least we know that Christian O'Connell has phone insurance. That was the biggest takeout from this.
And he hasn't had time to renew it. That's what he said in his tweet. So he's been too busy to even renew his phone insurance.
And you can always guarantee a funny comment from John Holmes. I think we should have John Holmes on this week instead. He's just dynamite.
I'll see if I can find out who his people are. Should we get on with talking about some radio stuff? Because there's much more controversial things that could potentially go on in radio, like Nigel Farage buying Talk Radio. This was a story in one of the broadsheets this week, written by a political editor rather than a media editor. Does Nigel Farage really want to buy Talk Radio, and does he want to pay £15 million for it?
Okay, so we should set up an award system and have the most pathetic radio-related news article of the year, and that would win it, just for the fact that there was nothing in there. The headline was just totally disputed by a comment from the people who the story was about. So, and as Matt wrote on his blog post, £15 million, really, for a radio station that's just on DAB and isn't making any money?
Yeah, they've not made a secret of the fact that it's not really profitable, and that's even then when they've got all the back office functions of News UK and wireless and studios and things like that, which presumably wouldn't be for sale.
Exactly, yeah. So you'd have to, yeah, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So we shouldn't even be talking about it, because Nigel Farage is not buying Talk Radio. And if he had 15 million...
He was thinking about setting up his own YouTube channel, but somebody forgot to perhaps tell him that he's already got one.
Yeah, and if he had 15 million, then he'd just set up his own digital radio station. He can probably get carriage for 20 years for that amount of cash.
Another crazy news, Kelvin McKenzie, yes, him again, he wants to be the BBC chairman. And the thing he would do as BBC chairman is shut it all down and sell it all.
This is another stupid... obviously, Kelvin's only just done this for a bit of publicity. Maybe he needed some. Yeah, Kelvin is not in the running to be BBC chairman. And even if he was the chairman, he wouldn't have the power to do any of this. All he could do is suggest it. So, yeah, let's... unless you've got anything to add to that, let's move on.
Okay. let's talk about some people. Andrew Neil is going to cover Times Radio for a couple of weeks for John Pina. I think that's quite a good signing. Obviously, Andrew Neil left the BBC fairly recently. He's setting up his own TV station that he's involved with. GB TV, is it called, or something? Or GB News?
Yeah, so I've read about this. There's going to be two new 24-hour news, speech, talk, television stations in the UK. Is that right?
Yeah, there's this one from GB, but potentially something from News UK as well, because not content with Talk Radio and Times Radio, they're advertising for staff to run a TV station.
Yeah, so this could be, I don't know, Times TV, Talk TV, who knows? But yeah, Andrew Neil is he's bang on target for them, and a good signing. Maybe he'll do more stuff going forward at Times Radio.
Just announced this morning as we're recording this on Wednesday, Nagamon Chetty from BBC Breakfast is going to be Emma Barnett's replacement on 5 Live mid-mornings. Emma's going to present Woman's Hour on Radio 4. Naga will do Monday to Wednesday. Adrian Charles does Fridays anyway, so who knows what's going to happen on Thursdays between 10 and 1 on 5 Live. And talking of people changing and moving jobs and things like that, there's been quite a lot of, I've noticed a kind of, a big departure from BBC local radio in the regions recently. Jenny Wilkes, we had a story on Radio Today this week about her leaving BBC WM after 35 years. John Warner, I saw, he's leaving Radio Kent in a couple of weeks' time. He's been there 31 years. Keith Skews, we talked about on the podcast a few weeks ago. Harry Gratian, who started out at the BBC with Radio Leeds and then has been a very familiar face on regional TV here in Yorkshire for the last 40 years or more. He's just announced this week that he's going to be leaving as well. So lots of people who've been at the BBC a long time departing.
They're on their way. Now, the big question is, of course, did they all choose to go, or is this to do with the new BBC local radio regime that's getting rid of some of the oldies?
Yeah, and there's going to be a new late show, isn't there, networked, and some network programmes on the weekends as well coming back after they had this England-wide stuff with Mark Forrest, etc. a little few years ago. They're now bringing it back again.
Yeah, certainly a lot of changes in local radio going on, so it's certainly worth watching.
And those changes also affecting areas where stations have turned to greatest hits radio. We talked about the flurry stations, these new stations popping up everywhere. There's more of these we've heard about this week as well. Sands Radio in Blackpool, KL1 in King's Lynn, Durham On Air in Durham. Are there any more? Is every town going to get an online station?
I think there's one in Chelmsford, isn't there? Something going on in Chelmsford and Burnham as well. Burnham Local Radio. Yeah, I'm sure there are quite a few more that we don't even know about yet that are coming online, which is great news for PRS because they're getting all the royalties for these music stations serving 50,000 people. they're rubbing their hands with glee. You're giving them some money, I'm guessing, as well, for your little online radio station?
Yeah, and as a webcaster licensee, I actually got an invitation last week to comment on a consultation that they're doing, looking at actually simplifying. This is PPL, by the way, not PRS, but PPL, mm-hmm. looking at simplifying their charging structure for webcasters, for people who run online radio stations. For some, it might get cheaper. For some, it might cost them more. But if that affects you and you've not heard about that, the consultation running until the 6th of November. So it's worth getting involved in that and having your say on the future of being charged for your PPL and PRS as well.
They're all different tiers as well. So the way it is at the moment, it doesn't make sense, because if you have, say, 10 listeners at any one time, you pay X amount of money. But if you have 1 million listeners at any one time, you pay a hell of a lot more money, than you can probably even generate through ad income. So it doesn't, once you pass a certain popularity threshold online, it doesn't actually make any sense to run it.
This is very true. And also, you get to a certain point where actually it's more cost effective to put your service onto a DAB multiplex somewhere. Because as a DSPS license holder, you pay a different PRS and PPL rate, and then the web is just an add-on to that. So you're an Ofcom licensed broadcaster paying a set fee, which is based on your turnover and things, rather than paying per listener for your online stream.
Yeah, and it's not cheap. It's thousands of pounds, isn't it, a year, just to be on a music station on a local multiplex.
It can be. But yeah, so that's an interesting thing going on with music licensing. Another idea to write on my list for potential things to talk about. I've got all sorts on here. It's just getting around to producing content and finding guests and organising things, which when there's just one of you making a podcast, trying to do it every week in amongst everything else that's going on in your life as well, it's not always easy. But we'll stick it on the list. Music licensing. There we go. I've written it down.
And talking of local radio changes, I believe there's going to be some movement in Ipswich with regards to local radio very soon. So let's watch that space.
Oh, I thought you didn't do gossip. Mm.
It's not gossip. It's proven, but I just can't say anymore.
Okay.
And also, scrap everything else that's going on this week. The most important thing is that BBC Radio 2 has made some small changes to its jingles this week, Stuart. Have you noticed?
No, I haven't listened to Radio 2 for a while, actually. It used to be a radio station I used to listen to all the time, but I haven't listened for a long time.
So there's a shift in radio stations, certainly amongst the bigger ones, to not promote their frequencies. And Radio 2 seems to be going down this route, because everybody loves to sing along to the old 88 to 91 FM, but they've been dropped. So the sung jingles that sing 88 to 91, about 80, 90% of them have dropped. There are still a couple on air, but they have been replaced with a voiceover saying, "You can now hear us on BBC Sounds."
Oh.
So no more is it fashionable to talk about VHF or MHZ. It's now BBC Sounds. It's all about the sounds.
Yeah,
Stuart.
It always has been a bit odd saying a radio station frequency on the air, though, hasn't it? Because generally, if you're tuned in on that frequency, you don't need telling what it is.
Yes, and it's all about recall, though, isn't it? And if you walk into a shop and it's blaring out, you want to know what it is and what frequency it's on, so you can put it on in your car when you get out, or on your Walkman on the bus home or whatever, if you're in the 80s.
But Radio 2 being on a multitude of frequencies, I mean, you just hit the scan button and it appears anyway, so...
Yeah, it's like Capital being on 88 to 108 FM. That's a bit pointless, but yeah, I see what you mean. Give it a mention on the website, see what happens. I believe we've got a guest on the show this week, though. After everything that happened, we've actually got a guest.
Yeah, I had a few offers, actually. Thank you to everybody who came forward and said, "Hey, I'll be on your podcast." So we've got a few that might work for future weeks as well. But this week I've been talking to Paul Sylvester, the content director at Absolute Radio. They've been doing some good work for World Mental Health Awareness Day this week, and we'll find out about that next.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionics Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionics Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
Radio Today. This is the Radio Today programme, and it was World Mental Health Day this week. Lots of different radio stations covering this, and in particular, Absolute Radio, they did something a little bit different. Let's listen to Leona Graham and Sarah Champion on Absolute this week.
We're doing something today which we hope will give you a bit of time to think about the importance of words.
Normally, right now, I would start the ad break, but we've taken them out to play you a special version of a song you love.
Just to highlight how important words are.
I'd love for you to use this time to think about your own mental health and the mental health of the people around you.
When I was struggling with anxiety last year, the occasional text from a family member, a friend, a colleague, whether they knew I was struggling or not, was so important.
Please text a friend today to check in on them and go to absoluteradio.co.uk to join us in achieving 10,000 kindness pledges ahead of World Mental Health Day.
Words are so important.
Well, let's find out a bit more about the work at Absolute Radio to highlight World Mental Health Day. With us is the content director, Paul Sylvester. Hi, Paul. How are you getting on?
I'm good, thank you, Stuart.
So, mental health, you do a lot around at Absolute Radio, and World Mental Health Day this year, no exception. And you did something a little bit different in taking out these ad breaks and putting instrumental songs on instead. So why did you decide to do that?
I think, you know, when radio stations look at their audiences and decide what's important, and I think for us at Absolute, mental health is an important subject, because for our target audience, men under 40, actually, suicide and depression is the biggest killer. So it's a conversation that we've got to have. And it's not just a conversation for men to have. It's a conversation that we've all got to have. And I think over the course of the last 2 years, we started quite softly in terms of what we do around mental health. But the more we've done, the more the audience has actually engaged with us about it. And the feedback we get when we start to do something around mental health is huge. Whether that's people saying, thank you, you've inspired me to have a conversation. Thank you, I now don't feel alone. Or thank you, I'm going to take an action about this, whether that's their own mental health or for the mental health of people around them. The more we do that, the more the listeners respond to us. And it really is something that we just can't ignore. And I think, especially in 2020, in the world that we live in today, we can see that everyone's mental health is suffering by the restrictions and the fears that we all have in our lives at the moment. So for us, it was really important. And I think one of the things that we wanted to do was just do something that was different, do something that had never been done before. And actually, we've talked a lot about our own mental health. The presenters have been incredibly honest about their own stories. We've talked to musicians about the songs that inspired them and used music in that way. But what I really wanted to do was do something that nobody had done before and do something that actually made people stop. So how does a music radio station do that? Okay, well, look, let's take out an ad break. Let's play a song, but let's really show the power of words by actually taking the words out of those songs. And I think what I wanted to do with this was both give people 4 minutes to just think. And 4 minutes to do, you know, because radio with songs and music and lyrics, it can be quite distracting. So let's take one of those elements away to give people the opportunity to think, to take action, or just even to take stock. And if nothing else, they'd enjoy a song that they hear every day, like Elbows One Day Like This, but hear it without the lyrics.
And of course, as you mentioned, you've got presenters who are happy to talk about their own lives on the air and are experienced broadcasters who, when they open up, it engages with the audience.
I think radio in 2020 has got to be more than just the music. Nobody is going to celebrate 10 great songs in a row in this era. And I think radio presenters in 2020 have had the opportunity to make some incredible connections, to be honest, to be the friend, to be the accompaniment to everyone's day. And I think the radio stations and the radio presenters who've really connected this year have been the ones who've gone further. We've been really honest, Absolute, in the fact we were working from home and the stresses and strains that all of that brought with kids and dogs and normal life. But what I think we achieved by doing that was saying to the listeners, we're just like you. And I think, you know, there is no place in modern radio for people to be on a pedestal. And actually, where it works is where we're just like the listeners. And I think other radio stations have also done incredible work in that area, not just the working from home honesty, but also in some of the initiatives. I saw this morning about Radio One's Million Minutes of Me and all of that kind of initiative that they've done. When you look at what KISS has done with Jordan and Perry talking really honestly about Britain's Got Talent and the Ofcom complaints, when you look at some of the work that Talk Sport has done this year, you really see that presenters can come into their own. And that's what we want from presenters. That's where great presenters will succeed. And that's where the next generation can really come through and be honest and be open and be real. And certainly that's the kind of radio that our listeners tell us that they connect best to, rather than necessarily a very glitzy showbiz, we're not like them kind of approach.
And people who've been in radio a long time will know that radio stations and working in them is often not the best for your own mental health. But I get the impression that the culture at Absolute and at Bauer is one where people do open up and talk, and it's a happy place to work from what we see publicly about it.
I think so, absolutely. Look, nobody is perfect. Do any of us get anything 100% right? Absolutely not. And I think we're all learning, we're all listening, we're all evolving, and we're all trying to be both better people, better managers, and a better organization. I certainly commend Bauer for that. But I think, you know, you've got to, I talk a lot about the Absolute Radio family. I think, you know, we can squabble amongst ourselves, but that's for us to do. But I think what we do is we've got each other's backs. And certainly the current team of presenters that we've got now is very much a family. Everyone supports each other. And I think we get that from the listeners. We get the support from the listeners, and that allows us to support the listeners more. But I think certainly, you know, we've got to realize that we want to give people the best opportunity to be able to perform on air. And I think, you know, we've learned lots over the course of the last year about how best to equip people to be able to do that. And I think, you know, we'll take the lessons that we've learned right now and move those forward, you know, as we go into the last bit of the year and into next year, for sure.
And talking of your presenter roster, you've got a new one joining you this weekend, Skin from Skunk and Nancy. This is very exciting. So she's doing a 10-week look at her record collection from this weekend.
It is. And, you know, Skin's been a joy to work with so far. She's so passionate and so engaged about it. Years ago, people will remember that we had Ronnie Wood on the radio station. And Ronnie did a show which was all about the songs that he loved and the songs that inspired him and played his guitar and talked about those songs. And we've wanted to recreate that for quite a while. But obviously priorities come and priorities change. And actually, there was a moment in the summer where we were able to go, okay, right, look, let's try and do one of these programs. And we looked around and, you know, Skin was one of the people I saw her. Actually, she did a piece for us last year. As part of our mental health coverage called Time to Listen, where she picked the songs that actually she loved and the songs that meant something to her. And listening to that, I heard what an amazing storyteller this woman was. You know, she is an icon in music, and she just was able to tell and connect and communicate with these brilliant stories. So we approached Skin and said, would she be interested in doing this? And, you know, she came back with a straight yes. This is, you know, this is what my vision for the show is. We sent her our vision of the show. And the great news was both visions, you know, were virtually identical. So during lockdown, we've been able to kind of start to plan this show. And the first one is this week. And I think what's going to be brilliant about it is you're going to hear songs on Absolute Radio that you would never expect to hear on Absolute Radio. But actually, again, going beyond what I said earlier, it is about radio stations evolving, radio stations learning and surprising the listeners. And I think, you know, you're never going to hear two songs like this back to back normally, certainly on commercial radio. But I think it's about us being bold, honest. The stories that Skin has got to tell are incredible stories. And I think people are going to be really surprised that a station like Absolute is doing a show like this. But again, I think we've got to, even in the documentaries that we're making at the moment, we've got to try and move beyond what people expect from us. And I think that's certainly my ambition and the radio station's ambition.
That's really interesting what you say about you know, some of those ideas you've had for years and things you were planning on doing. It's given you time this year to bring those back. Do you think, kind of, as a programmer, having that space and not being in the office and in back-to-back meetings and people pestering you all day has allowed you this year to be more creative in thinking about ideas for programming?
I think I've been in more back-to-back meetings this year than I've been in any other year, if I'm honest with you. And what normally would be an over-the-desk 5 minutes is now a 25 minutes Teams call. But I think it's certainly allowed us and forced us to think differently about how we work and what we do and what makes good content and how we deliver that content. And certainly, you know, there are some people who've got more time. There are some people for whom this is a real opportunity. You know, you look back at and you think, would Absolute ever have done a poetry podcast with Frank Skinner? Potentially, potentially not. But it felt right for this moment for us to, you know, work with Frank to create this amazing piece of content that was going to be something different. Because I think we're all, you know, the great news is for radio, and huge plaudits to Radio Centre in how they've really promoted how people are listening to audio and the audio landscape during this time. But people want more audio. They're consuming more audio. We're seeing from our streaming numbers that the audio is doing well in this period because it's, you know, we can create the content that people want. And I think whether it's Frank's poetry podcast, which was an idea which we kind of had before lockdown, but were able to escalate and move through quickly to this kind of program. And yet we've not been able to do some of the things that we'd normally do, like festivals and gigs and live sessions and things like that. So we've had to look elsewhere. But what we'll hopefully get to moving forward is a model where we can take some of these other ideas and mix them back in with the kind of the day-to-day highlights of a radio station, like us doing festivals, and deliver an even better product next year.
And finally, Paul, I enjoyed the tweet that you shared of Michael McIntyre this week, who clearly understands Project Banana perhaps better than some of your own presenters do. Let's have a listen to him talking to Dave Berry.
Well, I only ever listen to Absolute 80s. You do pop in the middle of the 80s songs in the mornings. They drop you in even to the 80s music.
Yeah, because I'm across these different playlists. So if you listen to amazing 90s, it's me. And it's an amazing piece of technology that I don't understand, Michael. I'm not going
to
lie.
But it works. But no, I've only had it on Absolute 80s. I don't seem to acknowledge any music from 1990 onwards.
So you see, the listeners do get it. They know what you're trying to do.
Well, you'd hope so. We've been doing Project Banana. And for the people who don't know, that is one breakfast show with eight different playlists and one home time show with eight different playlists for a few years now. But sometimes it is really complicated. And I will be 100% honest with you and say, I know how the principle works, but there are lots of much better, more technically minded people than me that actually make it work. But yeah, it's great the fact, you know, that we know from our own audience research and the streaming numbers that people do flick between the different stations. And we've certainly worked hard, again, during lockdown, because people are spending more time at home, to really promote the fact that this is a place where you can get different songs, different genres, whether that's classic rock or 20s, or if you just want different decades, you can flick between the two. And I think, you know, it opens up a whole new world. But the fact that Michael McIntyre chooses to listen to 80s and will only listen to 80s is fine by me. He is very welcome amongst the family.
All right, well, we'll let you go, Paul, because I know you're on holiday this week, so you need to get back to listening to Magic 100% Christmas, because I know that's probably what you're doing at this time of year.
Oh, can I offer you one other thing to listen to this week?
Go on then.
If you listen to one thing this week, please listen to Baroness Floella Benjamin's Desert Island Discs, because it is quite simply one of the most joyous, uplifting, brilliant, beautiful pieces of radio with a woman who is an inspiration to everybody. And I listened to it on Sunday, and it was gorgeous. So I will say, for 30 minutes, don't listen to either Magic 100% Christmas or Absolute. And please listen to Floella Benjamin, because if you're my age, it will take you back to growing up with her on Play School.
We'll check it out. Thanks, Paul. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's Paul Sylvester, the content director at Absolute Radio. Before we go this week, a reminder to try out Clean Feed. It's a great way of connecting with your co-presenters or guests or back to the station from a firework or Christmas OB. It's designed for radio people and for podcasters. It's really simple to use and the quality is great as well. Clean feed won't cost you anything to get started. Take 30 seconds or so to sign up and then you'll be doing your first live OB or recording for your podcast or your show within a few minutes. Find out more about it at cleanfeed.net. We'll see you next week.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Mikasa.